The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 9 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. My name's Robert, and I'm an addict alcoholic.
Hey, Robert. How are you again?
It's good to be with you guys. It's always an honor for me to be among you. Step 9, you know, it just occurs to me, that how many times have we been through these steps in our recovery? It's got to be a lot. In 16 and a half years of being clean and sober, I have no idea how many times I've looked at Step 9. And still haven't totally completed it. Most of the restitution and reconciliation was relatively easy, and much of it centered around my immediate family, my children. You know, we just do such damage. It's almost, you know, now that we're clean, we look back and it's like, good grief. It was awful. We did some awful things. And we hurt a lot of people. Certainly I did. The good news is that my relationships with those children and their spouses and my grandchildren have been repaired. And there's a mutual respect with my children. I accept them for who they are unconditionally. And I think they do the same. But there's one. In something like 20 years, actually more than that, that I have not been able to reconcile with. And it may be one of those cases where Elder Maxwell says sometimes restitution is not possible in real terms, such as when one contributed to another's loss of faith. And that may be what happened. And perhaps my only way of reconciling or making it right is in the way I live my life. I don't know, because I've sort of ignored this obligation for some period of time. I've known for a long time that it was going to be extremely difficult. I'm not sure when the time's going to be, and I think I need to do some serious engage in some serious prayer about it, because it's something that needs to be done. If possible, because the harm I caused was substantial and I hope not irreparable. I don't think we need to take full responsibility for everything that subsequent to the harm that we inflicted on others. They're agents unto themselves, and they certainly could make choices, but nonetheless, it's one I'd love to do. And I need to find out if it's going to be possible and be patient until it is. It's been a long time. And it's still a very difficult relationship. But otherwise, it's just a wonder that we lost so much in our addiction and to see it all restored to us. Because everything's been restored to me. Everything that was good that I had lost has been restored. I'm grateful for that. And I'm sure that I need the strengthening power of the atonement to do things that I can't do on my own. And I pray for that for myself and for each of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Robert.
The full episode for Step 9 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.